Good morning. 7:47 a.m. 7:47 on the 20th of January 2017. I'm up, I'm out, I'm walking, I'm eyeing the weather. It's supposed to snow. I'm going to try to get out of here early. 11-ish. I don't need to be there for a while, so I can take my time. There's a couple of passes going south that ice up fast. And I want to take my time going through there. I want to get down through there early. It's supposed to accumulate not more than a half an inch, but a half an inch on the highway at high altitude has a tendency to translate into ice. And going downhill on a 6% grade and finding ice on the hill is a recipe for disaster. So I'll be getting underway as soon as I can, which should be around 11. There's no sense for me to get down there before noon. It's a two and a half hour ride. And so we'll go, we'll take our time. We'll cruise along. If traveling gets too bad, we'll pull over and find a cup of coffee. Official temperature this morning is 40-something degrees. It's not that warm. I'm not quite sure why the official temp is so warm when the actual ambient outside my back door is like 32, maybe 34. It'd be too cold. There's standing water right there. Just had to come across one of the ice fields. There are a couple of them on the way over. And they were treacherous. The reason I'm pushing to get back, I want to get some breakfast. I am so hungry. We had a delightful meal last night. My father-in-law sends a care package from Omaha Steaks every year. And so last night I cracked it open. And we had steak and some kind of cheesy potato bites. And for dessert we had caramel apple tartlets, which were sweet, gooey, and delicious. So I got, let's see, who did I review today? Review today is it Steve Turnbull? I had to do two last night. I realized that I didn't have a Friday review up. So I put a Friday review up, and then I had to put a Monday review. Because I don't know what time I'm going to get home Sunday night. And I don't know that I will remember that I have to put a review out Monday morning. So I'm a day ahead. I could try to stay a day ahead. I'm reading some interesting stuff. It's some amusing Victorian romance. I don't know if I think I did. I think I reviewed one on like Monday or Wednesday or something. D.L. Carter. I just finished Obstreperous last night. It was quite good. I wish there was another in the series. There isn't at the moment, although there might be. I really have to go look. There was no link to it in the back of the book, which doesn't necessarily mean anything. I pretty much finished up scraping off the desk yesterday, taking care of the dirt, packed up the books, got them priced for Nina Else. There'll be a few Ravenwood, there'll be a few Ashes at the Cosine bookstore. I don't have copies of the Shares. I don't have a whole set, and I only got two quarter shares, which are claimed, which I need to get out next week. I also need to get, one of the things I need to do this morning is to make sure that I have the current file on the jump drive and that I've got the current edition of, or at least an acceptable edition of LibreOffice on the travel computer. I keep meaning to take it into one of the next rooms, you know, someplace away, and giving it a shot to see how it works. And at this point, I've forgotten how to work it, so I've got to spend some time this morning checking that out, making sure I can use it. I was sort of hoping that I would have the book done by now, but clearly that's not the case. And as I've been pondering what has to happen next, and having just read it recently, there are things that I want to do, things that I need to do. In the story that I think are good plot points. The goal of this book is to have Ishmael, who is struggling with being the captain of a large ship, who is struggling with trying to deal with the ghosts of his past, is nasty. So having odd things happen is useful. Having a crewman in danger, and then how he rises to that challenge. It's all part of the story. monk post. So yeah, I think part of the problem is that I have been trying to work through this book, my back of my head. It's been cogitating for a while. I've got to where I am, and I like where it is. I just need to figure out where the goal is achieved. And I'm not sure that I really can do that, but I did need to noodle on it a bit to try to figure it out. And I think I'm about at the point where being able to write is a good thing. Being able to write is a thing that can be done. Which is why when I get down there and have a couple hours to spare, I will want to be able to fire up the new laptop and have at it. Muscle cramps across the back of my shoulders. Tension in the back of my neck. I'm not doing a very good job this morning of my mindfulness, of being in the moment, of being present in my head. Which is okay. I don't, you know, it's not like you're going to do it every day, all the time, every moment. It's a work in progress. Walking, I'm walking. I noticed yesterday I was doing a lot of walking and not talking. And even when I was talking, it was very low. Not exactly sure what was up with that. Perhaps I was cowed by the presence of the sun or the people who were around. Oatmeal this morning. In case you're wondering, it's an oatmeal morning. That's a little breeze has just started picking up. It's very raw because it's wet. It's going to snow. It actually has been spitting snow the last half hour or so. So it's just every once in a while, A little piece of snow drifts by. And the last, next to the last street. So for 3 days, I have only the responsibilities to the convention. I've got one event today, three events tomorrow. I think there's two on Sunday. How much does the Star Cruiser cost, and what does it mean to be published today? Well, I always feel better after the walk, even though some days I don't feel well enough, ambitious enough to undertake a 2 mile hike. Those are the days I need to do it anyway. I need to get better at, if there's not a good reason, like sub-zero weather or icy footing, I need to be out. I need to be doing the thing. If I'm not sick, I also need to be doing the writing thing, whether I'm into it or not, to put in the hours in the seat to make it happen. I said 4 books this year. That's my goal. My therapist is rolling her eyes because it's not how it works. But the other thing is, it doesn't work if you don't have the word processor open, if you don't have the story engaged in your brain. And frankly, I've been doing a lot of back brain work. I need to get a lot of front brain work rocking and rolling. But here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, but I won't be talking to you before Monday. So in the meantime, take care of yourselves. And with any luck at all, on Monday, I'll talk to you then.